Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, of course, it's Dominic Cortez. And yes, of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. And looking for you to give us a call. Anything around the house that needs my attention at 803-0930. We had quite a bit of rain over the last week. Last Monday, we had the Taste of Clarence. And congratulations to our Porsche winner, by the way. I was meaning to mention his name in it, and I forgot to get it ready. So anyway, he knows who he is. And congratulations to him and to all of our second place winners. But the Taste of Clarence ended up being affected by the heavy rain on Monday. And I've never seen the Clarencetown Park flooded before. And there was standing water everywhere. Of course, it's all rock there and it drained away. But we had all of the cars in the car show sanding in water, which was, I'm sure, the car owners weren't too happy about that. Anyway, first time in the history of the Taste of Clarence that it was washed out, and you may be having some standing water issues around your house. We can talk about that or anything else that needs my attention, as I say, at 803-0930, outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. And, of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and running, and that is the same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Anyway, you'd like to participate in the program, we'd love to have you be part of it by joining in on this kind of cloudy and rainy Saturday morning. As we get ready for the new heating season, and I don't want to rush summer, but I do want to be the one to remind you of how important it is for us to be aware of hazards that lurk. Actually, this is a year-round hazard. But we see it more of an issue in the heating season than we do in the summertime. And that, of course, is carbon monoxide. You know, I've been doing the show so long that I forget to go back and remind you all of these kinds of hazards that that are ongoing and never ending. And this is an opportunity for us to do that with carbon monoxide. If you didn't know, and you should, but carbon monoxide is an odorless gas, and they sometimes call it the invisible killer. It is a byproduct of burning fuel. Now, when you think about burning fuel, think about everything that falls on the list of what is burning fuel. Cars, certainly. Engines, any engine. A stove. A lantern. Gas grills. Fireplaces. Gas ranges. And, of course, your furnace and your hot water tank. Carbon monoxide is produced by all of those appliances and pieces of equipment and vehicles. Now, how does it hurt you? Well, it replaces the oxygen in your blood. So as you breathe it in, it actually suffocates you. So you're going to see first signs of it are shortness of breath. It'll cause a headache. It'll cause you to be dizzy. It'll cause you to be nauseous, feel weak. And of course, prolonged exposure will result in death. It comes from the buildup of the carbon monoxide from improperly vented appliances or vehicles, as I said. So we see it commonly in furnaces and hot water tanks, but it could be also from anything I mentioned. You could be cooking with your gas grill too close to the house. And, you know, with the right induction of air, you could actually draw carbon monoxide into the house. That actually happened to us at our house when we had the October storm. We were running a portable generator then. And in fact, the whole neighborhood was. And it was a warm day during that week when we were out of power, like 70 degree day. And my wife opened the windows. Well, guess what? That's caused suction of all the outdoor air into the house. And I got home and found that her cheeks were all rosy and red, and she was feeling nauseous and headachy. She was exposed to carbon monoxide. And it's something you're not even aware you're doing, and here it is. So keeping you and your family safe from carbon monoxide is something I want to just take a minute to talk about here. A carbon monoxide detector. Something that everybody should have, and you should locate it near your sleeping area. The reason you want that near where you sleep is so that you can hear the alarm go off. I happen to have one as well near the furnace, as well as on the sleeping floor, centrally located in our hallway. And they have changed the whole process now of replacing them. They're disposable now. You should date it when you purchase it, and it will tell you when it expires. And at this point, you just throw them out and replace it. So having one there near where you sleep, important. And I believe the lifespan is somewhere between 5 to 7 years now. You should test it as well to make sure that it's working. Now, when you place it properly, and when the alarm goes off, you should pay attention to that alarm and exit the property, exit the home, and call 911. Keep everybody outside of the house until help comes. A couple other things that I have collected as far as cautions and concerns with carbon monoxide. Sometimes people have an issue with an airflow blocking... putting out a pilot light or that kind of thing, if you still have a standing pilot light, you should never block that air entrance because that could cause carbon monoxide buildup. Of course, the common sense things, never leave a car running in your garage, never run a generator in your garage, never cook with your gas grill in your garage, and even things like portable camping stoves or a lantern. Any fuel that's burnt will produce carbon monoxide. Never use a stove to heat your home, and gas dryers. I want to take a minute to talk about them. You don't even think about a gas dryer being a cause for concern for a hazard. Well, guess what? It is. And the reason it's hazardous is if the lint line gets blocked. That could cause carbon monoxide. Your fireplace, make sure that the flue is properly opened and that it's working effectively to draw the smoke out. And as a cause, just for general maintenance and upkeep, you should have your furnace checked regularly. You want to be looking for a cracked heat exchanger, because that would also lead to carbon monoxide contamination. So yeah, we don't talk about carbon monoxide as often as we should, and I just wanted to take a minute to remind everybody, not only that it's because it's summertime and we don't worry about it too much, but getting ready for the heating season and just being aware. I mean, you know, you run your hot water tank year round, right? You're cooking with a gas grill probably more in the summer than in the winter. So those kinds of hazards are universal and could be considered year round, those kinds of appliances and cooking equipment. Being aware and being mindful of what carbon monoxide can do is very important. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call. Anything I can help you with, 803-0930. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. And the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there, or better than that, stop in to our facilities at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. Our Cortese website is cortese.net. And while you're there, you can see everything we do with our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and of course our cooking school. The next class is Sauce 101, and that is September 18th. Red sauce, bolognese sauce, vodka sauce. And what pasta do you use for each sauce? Yeah, if you're a true blood Italian, you know that you never mix the kind of pasta with the kind of sauce you're making. That's Sauce 101, September 18th. Register today at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood from the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. What's your case really worth? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
After my car accident, I didn't know if I had a case. So I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $600,000.
Do you have a case? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Erie County Fair welcomes three country hit makers in one night. Clint Black,
this killing time.
Clay Walker,
I can make a living out of love.
Tracy Bird.
If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
August 13th, the Buffalo News Grandstand Erie County Fair. Tickets on sale now online at ecfair.org. Tickets purchased in advance include free admission to the fair on the day of the show.
Hey, do you want the real look of stone, but don't want to put the time and effort or price into that? Well, how about Lenco then, delivering you Tando Stone, T-A-N-D-O Stone. It's a vinyl stone veneer product. Yeah, it's easy to install, and it looks like the real thing. And best of all, it costs much less. Easy for the DIYers out there, as well as us professional builders. Lenco stocks three beautiful colors to choose from. Get Tando Stone Veneer and much more by shopping at the new LencoSupplies.net. LencoSupplies.net. Easier and easy to find and easy to order exactly what you need for your project right from the comfort of your home, or stop in to any of the locations. Those in the know, go Lenco.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next chance to skip the trip. Thanks to Mobile Deposit, the easy way to deposit checks from your phone. The next way to split the bill. With Zelle, the app that lets you safely send money to just about anyone. Even the next contact-free shopping spree. Simply add your Northwest Visa credit card to your mobile wallet. It's all part of Northwest Checking, with three flexible options to fit your life. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit northwest.com, member FDIC.
To all of the contractors out there, roofers, renovators, remodelers, if you're not one of the bigger outfits with a fleet of trucks, you don't have to make more work for yourself by hauling and dumping trash on your own. When it's gotta go, call Craigco. Contractor customers love Craigco's well-maintained clean dumpsters, and you'll love not having to add hours of work to the end of your day at the dump. Get your dumpster in the next 24 hours by calling Craigco at 791-4055. When it's gotta go, call Craigco.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and I have an effective way to fix your concrete without replacing it. Yeah, call A1 Concrete Leveling. How does that work, Dominic? Well, they use hydraulic pressure to raise your concrete without replacing it. It's true, there's no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color match. And the best of all, you can use the concrete right away. Of course, the savings is another big component. You can save up to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. It's hard to believe, but it's true. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so I sent them over to Phil's, and they fixed a concrete leveling issue for him, too. Here's the number, 716-341-4550. That was 341-4550, a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. Yeah, we pump it up.
Hammer time.
1021 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic. How are you? 803-0930. We'll get to our callers right now on Saturday morning here as we start in Tonawanda and say good morning to Susan. Good morning, Sue. We're at your house.
Hi, how are you?
Good, dear. How are you doing?
I could be better. I need a new ramp for my outside of my house.
Okay.
I have a wheelchair ramp that was my mother's 20 years ago, and it's wooden, and I use it to get in the back door. There's stairs, but it's tough to go up and down them. I use a walker sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So the ramp is signed to break. It's a wooden ramp, and it's not necessarily the the wood on the top, it's underneath the ramp.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, and insurance is telling me they're not going to pay for it. So I'm trying to figure out if I should get a metal ramp, a wooden ramp, or trying to fix this ramp.
Okay. So I would probably start by having it looked at for structural integrity and see if it has more life in terms of the posts and piers, and simply just replace the deck boards. That's probably going to be your cheapest route. However, I will tell you that aluminum ramps are super easy to work with. They will be sit on the ground. They're temporary. You don't need to leave them there in permanent. They don't need foundations. And they're easier to take care of, too, because they're aluminum. But of course, if it's not going to be covered by any copay or insurance, then you're going to be out of pocket for the cost. The other alternative that you could weigh is to eliminate the deck altogether and consider a lift, a wheelchair lift. They're not terribly expensive, although they're going to be in the $15,000 range. But when you compare that to the cost of a new ramp, it may be cheaper to go with a lift. The other advantage to a lift is that you don't have this tremendous amount of square footage to have to keep clear of snow in the wintertime, which I'm sure is a big pain in the neck for you with the ramp. So first option to consider is just the deck board replacement if the integrity of the ramp is in place. The second thing, if you still want a ramp, is to consider an aluminum ramp. And lastly, to look at possibly a lift.
Is the aluminum ramp going to be more icier?
They have like a cheese grater finish to them. So okay. They're really kind of give you good grip.
And do you know of anybody who would do this kind of work?
Yeah, the healthcare supply houses are selling them.
Oh, okay.
You know, that sell medical equipment.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
All right, let us know how it turns out, Susan. Good luck with that.
I will.
Okay,
thank you
very
much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Susan's line now available, 803-0930. We travel next to Wheatfield, and we say good morning to Mike. Good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I have questions about the air vent in the bathroom. Now, I've heard that if you shut the door completely because the windows are so well insulated, it creates a vacuum, and the fan doesn't work as efficiently.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
No, that's not true.
No, because it's a suction fan.
But so, the bathrooms are relatively small.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's working. It's a one way. It's a one way vent pulling. It's pulling the air, so it's going to work. It might work a little bit better with the door open, but it's still going to work with the door closed.
Right, because air has to replace the air going out. That sounds logical.
Well, the power of the fan is really the trigger here. The more powerful the fan is, the better it's going to work to ventilate. We use a fan when we remodel bathrooms, a Panasonic fan. It's excellent. Super quiet, super powerful. It's amazing how quiet it is. You can't even hear it.
Okay, the other question is, are there filters, and how often do you need to change the filter, and how do you remove the fan from the ceiling?
There should be a grate that would pull down, and there's a small filter that would just be washable. You don't have to replace it. You just wash it.
But how does that pull down?
You should be able to pull it down like you would a light cover.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe it might be a snap-on, depending on the model you're talking about.
Because I saw the ones I have for a couple of years. I noticed there's some kind of, I don't know if it's like lint or something in it, and I used kind of Q-tip, but...
Yeah. The other thing you want to keep clean is the actual vent cover, too. That tends to collect dust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mike. Thanks for the call. 803-0930 as we travel next to East Aurora. Hello, Bill. You're next.
Hey, Dominic.
Hey, Bill.
Just a reminder, as a volunteer fireman, I've been on many a CO call. And we found a very unusual one a couple summers ago was the vent fan, large fan in an attic, crawl space for venting the house, the heat.
Okay.
And it would come on and off by thermostat.
Okay.
We got there and we had CO readings all over the place. And finally, we went over. We asked her what was the noise in the we heard like vibrating and noise. So that's my husband put a big fan up in the attic to ventilate.
Okay.
So I went in the basement with our detector. We turned the fan on, and I went sky high with it. what had happened was the chimney became negative down.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Just as a reminder to people, they does get the heat out of the house, but it also makes a vacuum. So anything that you're running gas, and of course they had a pool heater in the basement.
So let me understand this. The fan is venting out, but you said it pulled in. Where did it pull in from, the soffits?
It pulled in from the chimney. It pulled down the chimney, it reversed it, and made a vacuum. So when the furnace came on, it just dumped in the basement.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It took us about a half hour or so of talking with the lady. And the other thing is, she did have a parrot. And I said, boy, are you lucky that you didn't kill the bird.
Yeah.
Because the bird and the canary, I tell people whenever we go on calls, the first thing you'll lose is your pet.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's actually true. So you figured this out by just process of elimination?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. Good for you that you were that diligent to stay with it.
We stuck around for a while because we had no readings at first.
Now, did they have symptoms?
Yeah, she had slight symptoms off and on, she said. But that was because the thing was coming off and on. And it depended if the hot water tank was running and the pool tank, a pool heater was running. If they weren't running, no problem.
So this was a summertime-only issue then. This is a good example of why when we talk about carbon monoxide being a year-round risk, that would only happen in the summertime if it's ventilating the heat out of the attic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this was a fairly large home in East Aurora. But like I said, it was fascinating because we got there. We thought it was just another call that we, you know, false alarm. And, you know, and one other thing I want to remind people, change the battery in your CO tester as well as your smoke detector.
Well, the carbon monoxide detectors have gone to plug-in. And that's the only one I recommend is a plug-in model.
But remember, plug-in ones also have batteries.
Well, but then now they have a built-in timer that tells you it's expired.
Right.
And so you don't replace anything anymore. You just throw out the whole unit and buy a whole new unit.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there with the old one.
Oh, of course, yeah.
As a reminder.
But it's going to tell you that it's expired. It's going to be an annoyance. It's going to start beeping that it's expired.
And remember, they expire.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's exactly the message there, is that they do expire. Well, hey, what an interesting story, Bill. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, and thanks again for fighting for natural gas.
Of course.
Yeah. And anybody can run out now and buy an Escalade that's 6 tons heavy for $125,000. Imagine that going down the street.
There you go. Thanks again, Bill.
Thanks for your fight.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, we're not going to give up on that. Hey, it's the bottom of the hour. It's time for the top of the news. We're back with more at 803-0930 right after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Today marks the Bills' first and only preseason game in Orchard Park this season when they host the Colts at Highmark Stadium. This will be the first game in Orchard Park since the start of construction began on the new state-of-the-art football stadium across the street from the current facility along Abbott Road. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia asks fans to be patient when arriving and leaving the game and reminds drivers of increased traffic volume around the stadium due to the ongoing Erie County Fair. Kickoff this afternoon is set for 1 o'clock. A Buffalo man was arraigned Friday morning in connection to the murder of a 37-year-old woman inside her apartment this past Monday. Savon Stewart is facing one count of murder in the second degree, which is a Class A1 felony. Officers found the victim deceased in her apartment Monday after Stewart had allegedly beaten and stabbed her, intentionally causing her death. The 29-year-old is being held without bail and, if convicted of the charge, faces a maximum sentence of 25 years to life in prison. Buffalo Police has released new updates regarding guidance for patrons taking in events and concerts this season along Buffalo's Outer Harbor. Officials say patrons getting picked up after concerts should request to meet their drivers on Ohio Street, just east of Route 5. Meanwhile, Ohio Street is accessible from Louisiana Street and the eastbound section of Route 5, and designated ride-sharing areas will be posted with signage along Ohio Street. In addition, if you are driving to the Outer Harbor for events or concerts, you are encouraged to use free parking lots near the venue. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Oh. You know, the smallest room in your house sometimes can have the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. Of course, we remodel bathrooms and we partner with the best companies, and one of them, Twin City Glass. They've been around for over 50 years. Twin City offers beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as a custom mirror solution for you. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. 694-3300. They have a showroom in Willitzer Park. Stop in and check it out. Twin City Glass.
Hey, it's Bowerly. We all spend a heck of a lot of our time in the yard during the summertime because with a warm weather season as short as Western New York's, don't let your backyard trees ruin your experience. Let AJ's Tree Service make your backyard beautiful. AJ's is celebrating over 20 years in the tree business this year. So whether you need to remove a few trees or just need some trimming, let AJ's Tree Service handle all of your tree needs. From tree removal and tree pruning, call AJ's Tree Service 908-1282, 908-1282, AJ's Tree Service, from tree to shining tree.
Why spend weekends restacking wood? With Always Warm Stove and Chimney, say goodbye to the chores. Install a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm's showroom has models from Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Save with the high-efficiency, low-operating-cost natural gas fireplace. Imagine warming up your room with the touch of a button. Always Warm has a variety of remote control and blower options that keep you feeling toasty and add a touch of class that will make you look like the toast of the town. Choosing a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Transform your home from always cold to always warm and receive rebates by installing a high-efficiency natural gas fireplace with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm in Lockport or find them online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney, always worth a trip.
This is an important alert for anyone suffering from knee pain. Let me ask you a question. Do you hurt just walking or going downstairs, getting out of a chair? You know how that feels. Knee pain is the worst. It will stop you dead in your tracks. You've tried creams, braces, cortisone shots, even over-the-counter painkillers, but nothing seems to work. Have you been told that knee replacement surgery is the only option? There may be another way. What if I told you there is a solution that requires no surgery, no shots, and no downtime? Dr. John Ziliox of Positive Health and Wellness uses the most advanced, cutting-edge, FDA-cleared therapies for treating chronic knee pain. Call Positive Health and Wellness, 716-689-3629, for your free consultation. Relief is just a phone call away at 716-689-3629, Western New York's premier destination for treatment that works.
The music speaks for itself. The String Cheese Incident. Live. September 21st, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. Get tickets at Ticketmaster. More at stringcheeseincident.com.
The cold climate heat pump is the easier, simpler way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, honey, it's me, your heat pump. Aren't I making your life way easier every single day? I saw you, and you literally just lifted one finger and voila, comfort, just like that. Hey, it's me again, just giving you props for finally kicking out that ugly window AC. Okay, call me back.
A heat pump is easier, it's simpler, it says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman, on your job, getting on the spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com and you can book your appointment there as well. By the way, Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
10:37 is Hammer Time, cloudy and 71 degrees. Hi, it's Dominic, and pick up the phone and give us a call at 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention as we travel now to Kathy on her cell phone. Good morning, Kathy. You're on WBEN.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Listen, we had a Amish-built cabin. Came in three sections. We stored it over the winter. It did get some weather. Inside, we have a little bit of black mold going on. My wife and her girlfriend had sprayed a product from Home Depot, and they also sprayed some vinegar. Is there anything else that you would recommend to possibly kill that mold?
So let me get an understanding of the structure. First of all, how old is it?
It's about a year old.
Oh, it's new. And is it... Is it an insulated structure?
Just the roof has got a real thin, it's a metal roof, and between the metal roof and the inside is just a very thin layer of insulation.
Okay.
It's all rough cut lumber.
Okay.
We're doing the wiring now, but we want to try and get rid of whatever mold. I mean, we have sprayed it a few times.
Okay.
To get rid of the mold.
And what are the walls? The walls are stud constructed?
The walls are all open, yes.
Yeah, and there's 16 on center studs?
No, they're probably more like 20 inches.
24 on center. And you have an exterior wood siding?
Yes, batten board.
And then, and that's it?
Yes, right now.
Okay, now explain the floor to me.
What was that again?
Explain how the floor is. The floor on a slab or is it on a joisted system?
The floor is we put the building up on piers.
Okay, so it's a joisted floor system.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so explain how that's built. Is it 16 on center floor joists?
I believe so.
Okay,
it came in three sections.
Okay,
and we covered it as best as we could for the winter.
Okay, and
get some water.
So there's a crawl space under the cabin.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and you have a wood deck. Is that insulated?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so my guess is a couple things are happening. We're getting a cold bridge through the winter months. We got moisture transferring through. It's very easy for this to happen in an uninsulated structure. So the moisture will come through the building wall and it'll actually freeze on the interior, and that moisture, when it thaws, will actually start to create the spores for mold to grow. So
yes,
by insulating the building, it's going to help with this problem because it's going to reduce the cold bridge. It's going to create a barrier to prevent that from reoccurring. We also, though, need to be cognizant of the moisture that's coming up through the ground and into the crawl space. So a heavy plastic 4-mil covering of that area, that whole perimeter, the whole perimeter of the base of the crawl space floor, will be helpful to retard moisture from transferring up and then into the structure that way as well. So it's really two things: fully insulating the structure after it's wired, and then creating that vapor barrier cover on the crawl space floor.
Yeah, the back of the building is probably about 18 inches off the ground. The front is almost 5 feet off the ground. There is a little bit of mold on a couple of the skids that are, you know, part of the floor, the bracing for the floor.
Uh-huh.
But most of the mold was in the... some in the ceiling structure and some on the wall structure.
Yeah. Like I said, that is an automatic guarantee that you're going to have this issue with an uninsulated structure because of the cold transferring and then causing that condensation layer that freezes and then thaws. That presence of moisture inside the structure is what leads to the mold and the musty smell. So, yeah, eradicating that with some bleach is going to help. But it's going to be solved once the building is properly insulated and the vapor barrier is created.
Okay. Once we're done with our electrical and plumbing, we can insulate it. Would you recommend putting plastic sheeting or tar paper across that insulation or no?
Well, you're going to want to create a vapor barrier over the insulation. So the best way to do that would be unfaced fiberglass insulation and then a plastic sheet underneath the drywall.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be what I'd recommend. And that'll give you another layer of protection.
Yeah, we're not going to drywall. We're probably going to just go with rough cut lumber inside.
Yeah, well, whatever the interior finish is secondary to creating the correct vapor barrier, which is what will happen with unfaced fiberglass and then the polyethylene just stapled to the studs. You also want to make sure that the ceiling is handled the same way. And this insulation that's on the roof, is there ventilation from soffits?
Just on the peak, I believe.
Okay.
Nothing else. It's not totally airtight. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So, but is there an overhang?
Not really. No, there's very little soffit area.
Okay, so we want to create an airflow from gable vent to gable vent. Maybe if you're going to insulate the ceiling, which you would, you want to maybe consider increasing the size of those gable vents to promote a cross ventilation through the attic.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. All righty, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. 803-0930. That is the helpline, and it's Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Hey, it's Dominic here, and we talk about indoor professionals every Saturday morning at this time, and we look forward to our conversation with Peter Gordon. And the summer is ongoing. It's hot and it's sticky, and our air conditioning, well, it's running. And you know the ductwork that carries your cold air is the same ductwork that carries your heated air in the wintertime. And actually, in the summer, it's more of a concern because of the moisture in that air could lead to a collection of more debris and more dust mites and more yicky stuff that you just certainly don't want to breathe. We should think about the indoor air climate that we breathe, as well as how important it is to breathe clean outdoor air. And Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's that time of year where we got a lot of things going on. You got the high humidities, you've got the moisture from the cooling coils going in, and it makes mold in your ductwork. And once again, a thorough duct cleaning that we can provide gives people so much great relief with allergies, asthma, sinus, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question about that. And then, of course, I guess we got some more rain in the forecast. So as a reminder about how we dry out one's house with the April air high capacity DHU.
Can't say enough about how effective it is. It works properly. It does the job thoroughly. And yeah, it costs more, but you know, this is a get what you pay for proposition with the April Air.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. And so a lot of people go, well, wait, what is it? You know, well, it's, you know, the $300 off that we're going to offer on that today from about approximately $1,900. The break-even point, when you consider that it's a bumper-to-bumper warranty for 5 years, it has a 10 to 15-year lifespan. The one I put in my house that we sold is still running after 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it works, as we said, five times the drying power, and it uses a third less energy, so that between the energy and the replacement, you break even in about 4 years.
There you go. And of course, there's the medical grade air purifier as well to help you breathe clean indoor air if you have a radiant heating system like we do.
Yep, there's no doubt. And then, of course, there's the whole house Healthway Super V, which can hook up right to your furnace. And that is that's really getting a lot of traction, especially as people are remodeling and, you know, building new builds.
There you go.
It works great.
716-683-3000. Get ready to dial as we give you now the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week.
All right. So we already mentioned 300 off on the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier. We also will do 500 off the Whole House Super V. We still have a 500 square foot unit, Heltway unit, for under $500. And then my favorite is the one that you have for about 1,200 square feet. And that unit you can get for right around under $1,000. It's an awesome unit. And then here's the real one. Duct cleaning. There's never a better time as we gear up for the fall rush. So you can beat the fall rush, get on the schedule in the next week or two, and save 20%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right, 20%. This won't go on for a long time, but we have a lot of trained techs that we want to keep moving because we know from Labor Day to almost Christmas is insane on the schedules. So it's kind of like a pre-sale.
There you go. That's a great discount, and only you can get it, 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the Village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-725-4922. 800-725-4922. 800-725-4922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Memories. When you lose a loved one, the memories sustain you. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve your memories, ensuring your loved one is never forgotten. That's what our family has been honored to do for Western New York families like yours for more than 160 years. Our experienced, knowledgeable team will help you create a wonderful memorial to your loved one, a fitting tribute that will stand the test of time. Learn more at StoneArtMemorial.com or call 824-9278 for the Stone Art Memorial Company.
With a genius move by the Democrats to support cashless bail, auto thefts were up 355% in Rochester and 135% in Buffalo last year. Who's going to pay for this stupidity? Well, you are, with higher insurance premiums. Unfortunately, the financial guys cannot control how New Yorkers vote. We can, however, shop over 25 insurance companies to try and get you the best rate on your home, auto, and business policies. Don't miss out. 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS, or shophomeandauto.com.
This is an important alert for anyone suffering from knee pain. Do you hurt just walking or going downstairs, getting out of a chair? Knee pain is the worst. Dr. John Ziliox of Positive Health and Wellness uses the most advanced, cutting-edge, FDA-cleared therapies for treating chronic knee pain. Call Positive Health and Wellness, 716-689-3629 for your free consultation. Western New York's premier destination for treatment that works.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
Hey, I got some big news for you. The Gorilla Floor has been upgraded. Well, what do they do to it, Dominic? Well, they've added a vapor barrier at no additional cost. What does that mean? Well, a vapor barrier is going to give you a layer of protection against moisture permeation as it comes up through the concrete. Yep, moisture is an issue here in Western New York, and the number one reason that epoxy floors fail is because of moisture. Moisture pushing the epoxy coating and actually causing it to delaminate. This is avoided, folks, with the new vapor barrier with every Gorilla Garage floor with a 15-year guarantee. Gorilla Garage floor also giving you garage doors and storage equipment all for your garage. Give them a call. It's the company's goal to provide you, the Western New York congregation of people, the best products, and Gorilla Floor does that. They don't rush their installation. They don't do a 24-hour promise of an install. They take their time and they do it right. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the
10:54 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. Couple of minutes left for you to participate at 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. A texter writes, "Hi, what about DuraHeat kerosene heaters? Do they produce carbon monoxide?" Well, guess what? Yes, they do. Anything that burns fuel, any kind of fuel, produces the byproduct of carbon monoxide. And I think it's an interesting observation here that people think that kerosene heaters are safe. And actually, if you Google this brand, DuraHeat, they'll tell you that you can run it indoors. But they also tell you that you need to take breaks from running it indoors and ventilate the area. To me, that's a high risk, and I would certainly not recommend that we take any risk with carbon monoxide. So I would stick with the advice of never running any kind of fuel-fed appliance or heater indoors, and ventilation certainly is essential with any kind of heater, but certainly not indoors would be what my recommendation would be. Winners, we've got the winners now of the Clarence Rotary Club Foundation. The grand prize winner was Paul Drudel, D-R-D-U-L. Congratulations, Paul. We're not certain yet what he's chosen yet, whether he's going to take the car or the money. But Paul, congratulations. We had fun at the drawing Monday, even though we had the washout of the event itself. 803-0930 is the number for you here this Saturday morning as we round out the program. You know, the whole debate about the climate change and how much is impacting our house and our world is something that we talk about here often, and with what's happening with gas and electrification. But there's an interesting study that was done about paint and how paint can be an effective tool. You'd never think about this, how paint could be an effective tool to radiate heat away from your house, away from a structure, and prevent it from building up too much heat inside. And there's a professor from Purdue that actually developed a new paint. Its actual result is it cools down a building without torching the earth. Fascinating. We'll spend some more time on this in future weeks, but I just wanted to plant the seed about how effective paint can be to help reverse the buildup of heat inside a structure. Back to the phones we go, though, and that is Orchard Park and Dolores. Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
Can you give me some information? If one has property, you want to build a house, but you want to make sure that you have gas, is there some way to get gas in that can't be stopped by New York State for your appliances and heat and everything? Or is that something that has to be done by before 2024?
Yeah, well, you've got a little bit more time than that. It's through next year, and then you're going to hit the wall on that. Any new structure is going to have to be 100% electric. So that is definite cause for concern. If you're talking about planning to build a house in the near future, I think it might have you escalate your timeline if you want to make sure that you get gas.
And are they doing the same ridiculous stuff all across the country?
Well, not yet.
Manufacturers of gas versus electric appliances and furnaces and hot water tanks.
No, not yet. It's starting in places like California and New York. And I think eventually it may spread, but I think you're going to find that it's going to follow political lines. And conservative states, Republican-oriented states, are going to fight it and push it down the pike, where liberal-minded states are going to promote it to be more essential and promote it to be done sooner rather than later. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know how it is and why it is that climate has become a political issue, but it has.
And it's another lie. You know, it's like COVID-19. Lie, lie, lie.
Yeah, well, we could go on to that debate as well, but we only have a minute left, so that's not going
to... All right.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you,
All
Dominic.
Right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's move along to Glenwood and say hey to Larry. Good morning, Larry. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. We built a new house 2 years ago. Anderson windows, 2x6 walls, well-insulated.
Okay.
And we have state on the windows in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Is like about an inch and a half up on all the windows. Is that normal?
Yes, not at all unusual. It's a result of the entrapment of moisture. And because the house is tightly sealed, you're going to find that moisture entrapment is a bigger issue. So what we need to do is promote air exchange. And the way you would do that is by actually having an air exchange installed on the furnace, or get in the habit of just getting more ventilation going. You know, don't be afraid to open the windows. Run your bathroom fan, run your kitchen exhaust. You want to exhaust any moisture you create, or as much as you create. And the bathroom is the number one place. So running the bathroom fan and being religious about it, making sure you have a good fan in the bathroom, another key component. These are the tricks to combat moisture entrapment, which could be a big enemy because it could lead to mustiness and mold. So be mindful of that. Ventilation is the answer. And thanks for the call, Larry. Well, time whizzed by, as it always does Saturday mornings here for me. Thank you, Jerry Craig. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.